Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Mike Tegeder from the Church of St. Edwards in Bloomington.
It's probably not plural. It's not Edwards. It's Edward. But that's close enough.
We're growing, so. Okay. So yeah. Let us pray. O Creator of all, we give thanks as our state celebrates its 150th anniversary. Help us always appreciate the efforts and sacrifices of those who have gone before us. May their example challenge us to seek the common good and to have a concern for those who are least among us. Guide our legislators in their deliberations and decisions in the face of many demands. May the miracle of new life, which returns during the Minnesota spring, encourage our leaders as faithful stewards of our beloved state. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzold, Bonoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fishbach, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Koch, Coring, Kubley, Langseth, Larson, Latz, Slimmer, Lori, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Parisot, Pogemiller, Pretner, Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vanderveer, Vickerman, Wergen, and Wieger.
Quorum is present. Next order of business is messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted, House file numbers 3114, 3240, and 3420. Signed, Elbin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Next order of business is first reading of House bills. They are printed on today's agenda without objection. First reading of House bills, and they'll be referred to the committees as indicated. Next order of business, the reports of committees. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The sixth order of business is second reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's agenda without objection, second reading of Senate bills. Next order of business is second reading of House bills. There's one printed on today's agenda without objection, second reading of House bills. Next order of business is motions and resolutions. There are five authors' motions. Without objection, we'll take them as one motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. There's one motion to be read at the desk. Oh, you have the motion. You can read your motion, Senator Vickerman.
Mr. President, I move that Senate File 3346 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Okay, this is your bill, Senator Vickerman.
My bill, Mr. President.
Okay, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Next order of business, you want to go to the calendar, Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, why don't we wait till after caucuses for that?
Oh, okay.
So let's just take the bill introductions.
Meeting on motions, we'll proceed to the introduction and first reading of Senate bills. There's one correction. Senate file 3787 will be sent to the Finance Committee. Without objection, first reading of Senate bills. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I'm going to move a recess so that the two caucuses can meet. When we come back from caucus, we will do the consent calendar and the calendar, and then we will go to number 68. Senate File 3313 is a Kubley bill, which apparently is not controversial. And then number 115, Senate File 3309. And it is unclear at this moment whether we'll do 3309 on general orders or special orders. We'll make that decision after caucus. So I would move then to recess to the call of the chair, and hopefully 45 minutes or so. So hopefully about 11:30. Majority caucus will be in room 112.
Senator Sanjum.
Mr. President, Republican caucus in 107.
Okay. Senator Pogamiller renews his motion. The Senate be in recess. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senate stands in recess.
Proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with, and Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
Mr. President,
Senator Pogamiller.
On remaining on orders business, on the order of business of motions, I'd suggest we take up the calendar.
On the motion to take up the calendar, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Again, I'll remind the members that there will be votes cast, and might as well stay in your seats, and we'll. You get. First bill on the calendar for this afternoon will be House File 1546. This is a Senator Larson's bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 1546, a bill for an act relating to elections, providing for verification of certain address changes, making conforming procedural changes.
Secretary will take the roll. All right, all senators having voted. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 63 ayes, 0 nays. The bill is passed and its title agreed to. The next bill on the second bill on the calendar will be number one on the calendar, Senate File 3564. This is Senator Murphy's bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 3564, a bill for an act relating to transportation finance, correcting transitional rate of special fuel excise tax on compressed natural gas.
Secretary will take the roll. All right. All senators having voted. Desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 46 ayes and 19 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. The third bill on the Senate calendar will be House File 3099. This is a Senator Higgins bill. The Secretary will report the give its third reading.
House File 3099. A bill for an act relating to state government requiring emergency management training for certain executive branch employees.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There be at 64 ayes and 0 nays. The bill is passed and its title agreed to. 65 ayes and 0 nays. Bill is passed and its title agreed to. Next bill on the calendar is number 4 on the calendar, House File 2636. This is Senator Saxog's bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 2636, a bill for an act relating to local government, providing for town parks, authorizing certain expenditures by towns.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary, close the roll. Being 62 ayes, 1 nay, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. The fifth bill on the calendar will be Senate File 2369. This is a Senator Rest bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 2369, a bill for an act relating to education requiring criminal history background checks.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. In 65 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Next bill on the Senate calendar, Number 6, which is Senate File 1965. This is a Senator Berglund's bill. The Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 1965, a bill for enacting relating to human services, expanding the situations in which the Commissioner of Human Services must consider granting a variance for a licensure disqualification.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators, having voted, desire to vote, Secretary will close the roll. There will be 59 ayes, 4 nays. The bill is passed and its title agreed to. Next on the calendar is number 7, Senate File 2786. This is a Senator Scheid bill. The Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 2786, a bill for an act relating to occupations, modifying effective dates for restricted plumber licenses.
Secretary will take the roll. Having voted, desire to vote, Secretary will close the roll. There being 65 ayes, 0 nays. The bill is passed and it's title agreed to. Next bill on the calendar is number 8, Senate File 2688. This is a Senator Tomasoni bill. The Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 2688, a bill for an act relating to unemployment compensation, eliminating an exception to the general rule for determining independent contractor status.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators, having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There will be 60 ayes, 5 nays. The bill is passed and its title agreed to. Next bill is number 9 on the Senate calendar, Senate File 3158. This is a Senator Scogin bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 3158, a bill for an act relating to commerce requiring Explore Minnesota Tourism to study vacation rental lodging.
Secretary will take the roll. A couple of them.
Sign me up for 3.
Yeah. All senators, having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There'll be 64 ayes, 0 nays. The bill is passed and its title agreed to. Next bill on the calendar, number 10 on the calendar, Senate File 2390. This is a Senator Betzel's bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 2390, a bill for an act relating to consumer protection, modifying restrictions on the collection and use of Social Security numbers.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will Close the roll. There being 63 ayes, 2 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. The next bill in the calendar, number 11, which is Senate File 2653. This is also Senator Betzel's bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 2653, a bill for an act relating to education, establishing a conflict of interest exception for certain school contracts for professional and other services.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 62 ayes, 3 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. The next bill on the Senate calendar is number 12, Senate File 2941. This is a Senator Marty's bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 2941, a bill for an act relating to health, changing provisions for prescribing and filing drugs, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. Senator Senjum, Julie.
I want him to vote. Senjum to vote.
All senators, Amy voted. Desire to vote. Secretary. We'll close the roll. There being 65 ayes, 0 nays. The bill is passed and its title agreed to. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, in discussing with Senator Senjum and others, I would move to waive the layover on number 13 on the calendar. That's the good faith bill. So I'd move to waive the layover.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Secretary will give number 13 on the Senate calendar, Senate File 2822, its third reading.
Senate File 2822, a bill for an act relating to insurance providing for penalties and attorney fees for certain insurance claims practices.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 50 ayes and 15 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, remaining on order of business and motions, I'd move that we take up the consent calendar.
On the motion to take up the consent calendar, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The first bill on the consent calendar, Senate File 2632, Senator Scogin. Oh, excuse me, that's out for comparison. I'm sorry. Number two is your bill, Senator Scogin. Number 3402, Senator Scogin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Senate File 3402 is a bill that's going to take about a mile of trunk highway right-of-way and connect a trail in the Fergus Falls area. They're already using that land to connect the trail, and this is just going to take care of the
process.
Further discussion on the bill?
Mr. President?
Senator Scogin? Oh, Senator Frederickson.
Mr. President, in inquiry, when I went to the Senate consent calendar, this isn't the... I found the right bill, Mr.
President.
It's the
second.
Thank you.
Second bill. The other one was out for comparison. Secretary will get any further discussion on the bill. Secretary will give Senate File 3402 its third reading.
Senate File 3402, a bill for enacting relating to transportation, transferring highway right-of-way to State Rail Bank.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 64 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed. Its title agreed to. The third bill on the consent calendar, Senate File 2755, Senator Dahl. Just explain the bill.
Mr. Chair, this is Senate File 2755 that would allow the Deputy Registrar Office to be moved in the city of New Prague. Main Street, New Prague, is the county line between Scott County and LeSueur County, and in order to move that across the street, which is what we're doing with the Deputy Registrar's Office, we need to change the statute.
Discussion on the bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 2750.
Third reading.
Senate File 2755, a bill for an act relating to transportation, permitting Deputy Registrar Office to be moved in the city of New Prague.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. Being 65 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. The next bill on the consent calendar is number 4, Senate File 3674, Senator Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate File 3674 is the revisor's bill, and it is just correcting some erroneous and ambiguous, inserting some omitted text, also deleting some obsolete references. It also eliminates certain redundant and conflicting provisions. At the end of the revisor's bill also is the there was a date difference in between on the Health and Human Services bill from last session between what was reported in the journal and what was actually on the bill. And the effective date that's reported in the journal is the one that governs. But we needed to just make it comport to one another. So it's just the revisor's technical corrections bill, Mr.
President. Discussion on Senate File 3674. Seeing none, the Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 3674, a bill for enacting relating to legislation, correcting erroneous, ambiguous, and omitted text and obsolete references, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. We had 65 ayes, 0 nays. The bill is passed and its title agreed to. The next bill on the consent calendar is number 3555, Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. President. This Senate File 3555
deals with the Watonwan Soil and Water Conservation District supervisors who, prior to the October 1st deadline for filing a campaign finance disclosure form, they all quit. So we... Yes, they did. And so we are allowing the Watonwan County Board to make appointments right now to fulfill some of the obligations of funding that needs to be appropriated. And then they will go ahead and go for an election in November. If we waited until November, there would be a huge cost to this tiny county, and a special election would cost $15,000. Thank you.
Discussion on the bill. Secretary will give Senate File 3555 its third reading.
Senate File 3555, a bill for enacting natural resources, providing procedures for filling the Watonwan County Soil and Water Conservation District Board supervisor vacant positions.
Secretary will take the roll.
Clerk.
All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 64 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. The last bill on the consent calendar is number 6, Senate File 3461, Senator Roebling.
Thank you, Mr. President. 3461 is a bill that was requested by the state auditor. It simply gives counties 31 more days to turn in their budget summaries, and it will give us a much more complete picture of their budget from the year before, the summaries from those, and it's really favored by the counties to have that extra time, and by the auditor, so she gets a better picture of what the counties are doing.
Discussion on the bill. Secretary, we'll give Senate File 3461 its third reading.
Senate File 3461, a bill for enacting the local government, changing the date by which counties must provide summary budget data.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will take the roll. There being 66 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, remaining on orders of business of motions and resolutions, I move that we take up the general orders calendar for one bill, the non-Kubley bill.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
Mr. President, I move the Senate do now resolve itself into a committee of the whole for the purposes of taking up the general orders calendar.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion prevails.
Mr. President, I'd yield to Senator Kubley number 68 on the general orders calendar, Senate File 3313.
I believe that's number 66. Is that right? Number 6, Senator Kubley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when this committee do arise, Senate File 3313 be recommended to pass.
Senator Kubley, discussion on the bill.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Senate File 3313, I had it drafted for one of the hospitals in my district. They're looking to hire a doc who is currently licensed to practice in 3 other states, but because of a statute that required that you pass the test for licensure within 3 tries, that you couldn't gain licensure unless you did that. He did pass it, but he passed it in 4 tries, not in 3. This one does extend that so that he could be licensed in Minnesota. His spouse moved out to Canby, Minnesota a few years ago and has been practicing there, and he's been waiting to follow. But in order for that to happen, we needed this small change. But we waited for a hearing on this bill until it went through the Board of Medical Practice. The Board of Medical Practice has approved of the change, and also a small amendment that I have as well. But, you know, basically the Board of Practice agreed that if the physician was licensed to practice in another state and had current certification from a specialty board, you know, that could happen, and those boards are listed on pages 2 and 4 of the bill. So just to recap, you know, this physician is licensed in 3 other states and has certification by a specialty board. I'd like to present the A3 amendment at this time, Mr. Chair.
Do you have an amendment, did you say, Senator Kubley?
I do, Mr. Chairman.
Secretary will report the Senator Kubley amendment.
Senator Kubley moves to amend Senate File 3313 as follows. Page 1, line 12. This is Amendment A-3.
Discussion on the amendment, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The A-3 amendment is one that just came to us via the revisor's office. You know, it was also run by the Board of Medical Practice here in Minnesota, and they are in agreement with the amendment as well, but it's primarily just making some technical changes to conform it with other parts
of the
law.
On the amendment, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Further discussion on the bill?
I don't think I need any more, Mr. Chairman. You know, I would just appreciate your green vote.
Further discussion on Senate File 3313 as amended. Seeing none, that Senator Kubley renews his motion when this committee to arise at Senate File 3313 be recommended to pass. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee do now arise and report.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, I move that the report of the Committee of the Whole, as kept by the Secretary, be now adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
Mr. President, on motions, I would move that I would revert to the addendum, fifth order of business. We have an addendum, and I would move to adopt the committee reports on the addendum.
Without objection, we'll revert to reports of committees on the addendum. Senator Pogermiller, do you wish to... Or did you make the motion?
I'd move to adopt the committee reports on the addendum.
Okay, on the motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Sticking on the Senate addendum, page 4, without objection, we'll give a second reading of Senate bills. Second reading. Without objections, remaining under motion, Senator Dahl, did you have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that Senate File 3494, it's number 105 on the general orders, be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
Okay. This is your bill, Senator?
Yes, it is.
Okay, on that motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, members, I'm going to move to recess. I think the decision is not to take up the health care bill today. We have talks, Senator Senjum and I have talked, and we've talked with Senator Rosen and Berglund. But there's an outside chance, very outside chance, that we would come back and take it up. And that determination will be made by mid-afternoon. I've checked, and most everybody's on committees, so I don't think that disadvantages anybody too much. And we'll try to make that decision 3 o'clock-ish. And in all likelihood, we are not going to take it up today. But there's an outside chance we will come back and take it up. In addition, there's a conference committee or two that we may want to appoint, but in that instance, we would only need a skeleton crew. So everybody was geared up to do it today, so I think we'll just keep open that possibility for a few more hours. But we're not coming back till March 25th at 12 noon, March 25th, which is the Tuesday, March 25th, Tuesday, 12 noon. And you can check with my office mid-afternoon and we'll give you an assessment whether we're going to meet. So I'd stand for announcements before.
Announcements of Senate interest, Senator Betzel.
Mr. President, the State Government Budget Division will meet in 1/2 hour at 1:15.
Senator Marty.
Health, Housing, and Family Security Committee will meet in as soon as people get there and we get a quorum, but I'll guess 1/2 hour.
Further announcement, Senator Moi.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Judiciary Committee, we are still scheduled to meet at 3 o'clock, permitting that the committee that's meeting in before our committee get their work done. So please stay tuned. If they get done early, I expect to start right away at 3 o'clock.
Further announcements, Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, then I'd move to recess to the call of the chair.
On the motion to recess to the call of the chair, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The Senate stands in recess.
Mr. President.
Senate will come to order. Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, I believe there are two conference committee appointments.
Yeah, privilege reports at the desk.
Privilege reports. Do we need a recess or? Okay, the subcommittee has met. So,
Senator Pogermiller from the Subcommittee on Conference Committees recommends that the following senators be and they hereby are appointed as a conference committee on House File 2553, Senators Latz, Han, Scheid, Betzold, and Moi. On House File 1351, Senators Murphy, Rest, Jungbauer, Carlson, and Skoy. Senator Pogermiller moves that the foregoing appointments be approved.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails.
Mr. President, any other work at the desk?
No.
Some announcements then?
We have a few. Without objection, Senator Bach and Cohen will be excused from 12:10 to 12:20. Senator Clark from 12:20 to 12:25. Senator Anderson from 12:15 to 12:40. And Senator Stump from 12:10 to 12:50. Senator.
Mr. Porter. President, you have a good holiday. The desk have a good holiday.
Same to you.
Members,
everybody.
Have a good holiday. I would move that the Senate adjourn till Tuesday, March 25th, 12 noon.
On the motion to adjourn, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senate stands adjourned.